Tiny Buddha, Simple Wisdom for Life's Hard Questions by Laurie Deshane. Narrated by Arielle Delisle. Copyright 2011 by Laurie Deshane. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Kunari Press, an imprint of Red Wheel Wiser Books, LLC, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Introduction. In March of 2007, when Twitter exploded at the South by Southwest Festival, over 60,000 tweets addressed the question, "What are you doing?" At the time, I was certain I'd sooner post my organs for auction on eBay than choose a Twitter handle. I didn't see any benefit in using technology to narrate my life as it happened. Why would I want to update my social circle, let alone strangers, on my most mundane daily activities? I assumed that if I joined, I'd bore my friends with TMI and have less to discuss when I saw them in person. They'd already know I ate a Rice Krispies treat at 10, practiced yoga at lunch, and seriously considered cutting my bangs at 4. I thought I couldn't live mindfully if I traced my steps with a digital breadcrumb trail. If I did use the web to share random details about my everyday life, I'd want to answer a far more interesting question than, "What are you doing?" In 2008, I realized how badly I'd underestimated that question. What was I doing? I was writing for a series of websites that didn't mean anything to me on a personal level. I was trying to figure out how to be an independent, valuable part of society after years of crawling, one inch at a time, out of self-loathing and depression, an ascent that felt as knuckle-draggingly prolonged as humans' evolution from apes. I was, for all intents and purposes, doing a lot better, but I was not feeling better about the things I was doing, and I was